Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Where will you be on Monday, August 21st? You might be in the right place to witness an amazing thing, the Great American Eclipse. I'll be telling you all about it, including the path of totality, events that are planned, safe methods of viewing it, and you'll even learn about beads and a diamond ring. The first article comes from the Washington Post. This was written by Kate Silver, and her headline reads, "Want to see this summer's solar eclipse? Here are some viewing options across the U.S." Michelle Nichols speaks with such passion and poetry about the moon passing in front of the sun that she can inspire someone with even the smallest sliver of astronomical knowledge to begin planning a trip to see the total solar eclipse on August 21st. She says, it's a quote, "It looks like a hole in the sky. In the middle of the day, the sky goes dark. And you can see stars and planets," says Nichols, who is director of public observing at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. And she continues by saying, "I have seen one total solar eclipse, which was mind-blowing." This August eclipse is especially exciting for people in the United States because this country will be the only place where something called the Path of Totality can be seen. That would be where the moon will completely cover the sun, casting the land in darkness, the Path of Totality. That path is within a day's driving distance from millions of people. The Path of Totality will pass over 14 states, starting in the morning on the coast of Oregon near Newport at 10:15 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, with a shadow leaving the American soil via McClellanville, South Carolina at 2:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. In between, it will cross cities in Oregon, Idaho, a sliver of Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, a sliver of Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Darkness, the totality of it, will last anywhere from just a few seconds to 2 minutes and 41 seconds, depending on the location. While eclipses are fairly common, they happen about once a year, actually, sometimes more. They're often in remote areas or over water. This will be the first total solar eclipse that has been visible in the continental United States since 1979, and it's the first to cross the country coast to coast in 99 years. Throughout the country, universities, parks, farms, museums, hotels, and other venues are hosting festivals and viewing parties to celebrate the phenomenon. And at this point in the article, there's a big picture. I'll explain it to you. Some of it's repeat, but I'll explain it. The Path of Totality, it shows a picture of the United States, and the eclipse is going to start in the upper left-hand corner of the U.S. in the state of Oregon, as I said, at 10:15 in the morning, actually 10:19 by the time it gets to Salem, Oregon. And then it goes down to Idaho Falls, and then in Casper, Wyoming at 11:42 a.m. Then it moves down at a diagonal to Lincoln, Nebraska, and then Kansas City is the next city in its path. And moving on again in a southeasterly direction diagonally to St. Louis, Missouri, and then down into Nashville, Tennessee. It'll be there by 1:27 p.m. And then Columbia, South Carolina, it will be there at 2:43 p.m., and it will finally exit our country, according to this diagram, at Charleston, South Carolina. 2:49 is when it leaves the country. So Nichols, that we mentioned earlier, Michelle Nichols from the Chicago Planetarium, Nichols will be traveling with a team from the Adler Planetarium about 300 miles south of Chicago to Carbondale, Illinois, which is located in the Path of Totality. She ticks off the things that she's excited to see, such as getting a glimpse of the wispy outer atmosphere of the sun. This is called the corona. She says, "This is the jewel of a total solar eclipse, and the only time on Earth that the corona can be seen with the naked eye," Nichols said. Outside of the path of totality, a partial eclipse will be visible, and it will be too bright to see the corona. It will appear more like an ordinary day. You can watch the total solar eclipse on NASA's website, and that one I found the address for you would be https://eclipse2017.nasa.gov. And then there are the animals. It will be the first total solar eclipse that Nichols has seen from land. She watched the eclipse of August 11, 1999, from a ship in the Black Sea. And she says that she's curious what will happen. She says, this is a quote, "Animals will think it's time to go to bed. So cows might start walking toward the barn because they think it's nighttime. And birds might go to roost because they think it's nighttime. And crickets might start chirping because they think it's nighttime," she says. This is a reminder of the interconnectedness of the universe. Something in space is literally directly affecting stuff here on Earth. That's the most amazing part to me, Nichols says. "Wherever you are," Nichols cautions, and here comes the big warning, "wherever you are, never look directly at the sun unless you are within the path of totality and it is completely covered by the moon." She recommends purchasing a pair of eclipse glasses made by one of four companies. Those companies that make the good glasses would be Lunt, L-U-N-T, Lunt Solar Systems, Rainbow Symphony Glasses, American Paper Optics, and Thousand Oaks Optical. And those companies, once again, are Lunt Solar Systems, Rainbow Symphony, American Paper Optics, and Thousand Oaks Optical. And a note from me here, I found some of these on Amazon.com. They're quite inexpensive. I think one product comes in a package of 10 solar glasses for something like $12, so it's definitely worth the investment. These are the only ones that Nichols, the planetarium lady, would recommend. The article continues, "Some people have been planning for this eclipse since 1979, Nichols says. City officials in the path of totality anticipate heavy traffic, and many hotels across the country have long been sold out. Camping may not be a bad idea. Still, she encourages people to find a way to see the sky show. If you can't make it, cheer up. There's going to be another total solar eclipse coming April 8th, 2024, which will travel the country from the southwest up to the northeast." So are you ready to chase the eclipse? Here are the highlights of what's happening around the country within the path of totality. The first one they mentioned, camping spots are still available in Madras, Oregon. 5 days at a camping area will cost you anywhere from $150 to $3,500. That's 5 days of camping in Madras, Oregon, for what's called a Solar Fest. This is a music and camping celebration that's operating in partnership with NASA for premier eclipse viewing. Another event that's happening, open spaces and parkland in Wyoming are expected to draw hundreds of thousands of visitors. In Casper, Wyoming, where the elevation is 5,000 feet, viewing parties will go on across town, from the fairgrounds and area churches, all the way to a distillery. Actually, the Backwater Distilling Company, they're planning distillery tours, live music, food, and cocktails. In Jackson Hole, the nonprofit organization called Wyoming Stargazing is hosting two pre-eclipse mountain parties that include a chairlift ride, presentations from astronomy experts, mingling with retired astronaut Scott Altman, refreshments, and stargazing through telescopes. Tickets for this event, Wyoming Stargazing, cost $375. Another event on the day of the eclipse, Spring Creek Ranch is hosting a party in partnership with Wyoming Stargazing. This will include brunch, cocktails, eclipse glasses, and talks and interpretations by experts. This costs $175 per person. Condos are still available at this property that start at $1,600 a night. This is at the Spring Creek Ranch in Wyoming. In Weston, Missouri, a farm festival is the place to be. The Green Dirt Farm and Chef Howard Hanna of the Rieger Restaurant in Kansas City will co-host an all-day adults-only festival, cleverly named Black Sheep in the Shadow, a total eclipse of the farm. This will include food, roasted pig and lamb, live music, and freak show style performances. This is in Weston, Missouri at the Green Dirt Farm. Rooms are still available at the Sheraton Kansas City Hotel at Crown Center, where guests can also view the sky from the event space on the 42nd floor. Rates there in Kansas City start at $221 per night. In Columbia, Missouri, they will be celebrating the darkness with the Show Me Totality Party, including food and music festivals, a run, golf tournament, bicycle ride, a concert, and viewing parties at multiple locations. This is in Columbia, Missouri. In Carbondale, Illinois, this is where the astronomer from the Chicago Aquarium is heading. In Carbondale, Illinois, a festival, art and crafts fair, Eclipse Comic Con, and more are in the works. And a team from Chicago's Adler Planetarium, as we mentioned earlier, will be on site to answer questions and lead events. NASA will be streaming a live feed, and the public is invited to Saluki Stadium, where Matt Kaplan of Planetary Radio will act as a guide for the main event. Tickets for that are a very affordable $25. This is in Carbondale, Illinois. If you can't find a room at a local hotel, Southern Illinois University is offering dorm suite rentals. Four single beds for three nights for $800. Sounds like the best price in town here. To get into the Southern Illinois University website, the website you want is called housing.siu.edu/eclipse. Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois, where the eclipse will be total. Next up, Nashville. It's the second largest city that will see total darkness. And eclipse chasers can attend the Music City Eclipse Science and Technology Fest at the Adventure Science Center. Or they might choose the Italian Lights Festival at Bicentennial Capital Mall State Park. And viewing parties around town, including one at the Nashville Zoo at Grasmere, that's where the zoo is, outside of Nashville. Hotels such as the Union Station Hotel Nashville are offering themed packages, including a viewing party where moon pies and astronaut ice cream will be served. At that hotel, it costs $471.28 per night, or guests can upgrade to a suite and have access to a local astronomer and a telescope. And this would cost $821.17 per night. This is at the Union Station Hotel in Nashville. The final idea for you, as its grand finale, the Pass of Totality will cross South Carolina. In Columbia, the South Carolina State Museum will host a weekend-long celebration with eclipse and astronomy activities, talks, and expert appearances, and nearly 100 events are planned in and around Charleston, South Carolina, including a family-friendly viewing party at The Bend on the Ashley River. This will feature live music, STEM activities, that's STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. This is an activity program in Charleston, South Carolina. This will include a robotics demonstration, paper airplane building, probably a contest for that. Also, there will be astronomers on site and a live feed of NASA launching high-altitude balloons in Charleston. There are also events at museums, such as Eclipse on a Warship. This is at Patriots Point Naval and Maritime Museum. And yoga gatherings, Sun Shadow Yoga at Mount Pleasant Pier. And then there will be hotels with remaining rooms are offering Eclipse packages. There's a website. You can go to charlestoncvb.com/eclipse. And that's the article about the summer solar eclipse. Next, we have a little bit of repeat in this article, but there's some additional information, especially about the safety of it. This information comes from www.space.com. How to view a solar eclipse without damaging your eyes. This was written by Calla Cofield, who's a staff writer from space.com. Your parents probably told you never to look directly at the sun with your naked eye. In fact, you've probably been told that by lots of reputable sources. But according to NASA and four other science and medical organizations, it's okay to look at a total solar eclipse with the naked eye, but only when the face of the sun is totally obscured by the moon. As you learned in the other article, that's even if you're in the totality area, this is only going to be for like 2 minutes. So a very, very short time when it's safe. A total solar eclipse happens when the central disk of the sun is completely covered by the moon. Many people have probably seen a partial solar eclipse in which the disk of the moon appears to take a bite out of the sun's disk, but never fully obscures it. But a total solar eclipse is a much rarer sight. In 2017, a total solar eclipse will cross the continental U.S. from coast to coast. Next, we have a joint statement from NASA and the four other organizations. They say that with the right information, sky watchers can safely view the total solar eclipse in its full glory with the naked eye. Anyone in the United States on August 21st, 2017, will be able to see at least a partial solar eclipse, weather permitting, of course. But only those people in what's known as the path of totality will see a total solar eclipse. For the August 21st eclipse, the path of totality is about 70 miles wide and extends from Oregon to South Carolina. Depending on where observers are located, the sun may be completely obscured by the moon for up to 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And here's a quote, "During those brief moments when the moon completely blocks the sun's bright face, day will turn into night, making visible the otherwise hidden solar corona, which is the sun's outer atmosphere." This comes from NASA's Eclipse website. It continues, "Bright stars and planets will become visible as well. This is truly one of nature's most awesome sights." But in order to see this awesome natural sight, sky watchers need to know how to view the eclipse safely. In an effort to inform the public on this topic, an information guide on safe viewing has been written up and released by NASA. And they are publishing this along with the American Astronomical Society, this is abbreviated AAS, the American Academy of Ophthalmology, the American Academy of Optometry, and the National Science Foundation. And the next section is that, eye protection for looking at the sun. Looking directly at the sun without eye protection can cause serious eye damage or blindness. But there are ways to safely observe the sun. During a partial solar eclipse, people often use pinhole cameras to watch the progress of the moon across the sun's surface, and pinhole cameras are easy to make at home. This is an indirect way of observing the sun because the viewer sees only a projection of the sun and the moon. To view the sun directly and safely, you should use solar viewing glasses. Sometimes they're called eclipse glasses, or personal solar filters. These are all names for the same thing. This is according to the safety recommendations from NASA. These lenses of solar viewing glasses are made from special purpose solar filters that are hundreds of thousands of times darker than any regular sunglasses. This is according to Rick Feinberg, who's the press officer for the American Astronomical Society. These glasses are so dark that the face of the sun should be the only thing visible through them, Feinberg said. Solar viewing glasses can be used to view a solar eclipse or to look for sunspots on the sun's surface. But beware. NASA and the American Astronomical Society both recommend that solar viewing or eclipse glasses meet the current international standard. And this is abbreviated, the letters and numbers for this, the international standard are ISO 12312-2. That's the international standard for acceptable solar viewing glasses. Some older solar viewing glasses may meet previous standards for eye protection, but not the new international standard. This is according to Feinberg. Next, we have a quote. "Manufacturers that meet this standard include Rainbow Symphony, American Paper Optics, and Thousand Oaks Optical. This is according to the information sheet on safe eclipse viewing. Homemade filters or ordinary sunglasses, even very dark ones, are simply not safe for looking at the sun. Feinberg said some manufacturers are making solar viewing glasses with plastic frames rather than the traditional paper frames. While these may look like regular sunglasses, do not be mistaken. Sunglasses are never a substitute for solar viewing glasses. Feinberg said some people may even try to view the sun through two or three pairs of sunglasses in an attempt to replicate the protective power of real solar viewing glasses. However, even multiple pairs of sunglasses will not protect your eyes from sun damage. Telescopes, cameras, binoculars, and other optical devices need their own solar filters. Solar viewing glasses are not a substitute for a proper solar filter on any magnification device. Never view the disk of the sun through a telescope, binoculars, or camera without having a proper solar filter on the device. Solar viewing glasses are not powerful enough to protect your eyes from a magnified view of the sun. Even if you're wearing solar viewing glasses, viewing the disk of the sun through any magnification device will result in serious eye damage if the device is not equipped with a proper solar filter. This is according to the viewing safety sheet. A quote here, the concentrated solar rays from a magnifying device, your camera, telescopes, binoculars, the concentrated solar rays will damage the filter and enter your eyes, causing serious injury, according to the safety recommendations. Seek expert advice from an astronomer before using a solar filter with a camera, a telescope, binoculars, or any other optical device. Feinberg said there is no need for sky watchers to use a telescope during the eclipse, but a pair of binoculars can be helpful during totality. But as per the recommendations, do not attempt to look at the disk of the sun through binoculars, even with solar viewing glasses. The safety sheet offers these tips regarding solar filters, eclipse glasses, and solar viewers. There are three of them. The first tip, always inspect your solar filter before you use it. If it's scratched or damaged, discard it. Read and follow any instructions printed on or packaged with the filter. Always supervise children who are using solar filters. The second tip, stand still and cover your eyes with your eclipse glasses or solar viewer before looking up at the bright sun. After glancing at the sun, turn away before you remove your filter. Do not remove the solar glasses while looking at the sun. The third tip, do not look at the uneclipsed or partially eclipsed sun through an unfiltered camera, telescope, binoculars, or any other optical device. This really sounds like pretty serious stuff. That's what I learned after reading and listening to all these articles. So the next part, it's a summary, safety during totality. Now that you have some general information about how to view the sun safely, here are NASA and the AAS's recommendation for how to safely view the total solar eclipse with the naked eye. Again, these tips come from NASA's safety information sheet. Viewers who are looking at the eclipse with solar viewing glasses will be able to see when the sun's face is completely obscured by the moon, because once again, the only light that can penetrate these solar viewing glasses is the light from the sun's disk. Viewers will be able to observe the moon creep slowly over the sun's disk and eventually cover the sun entirely. In the moments before totality, viewers looking through their solar viewing glasses will see a crescent of light from the sun. This is just the moments before totality, this crescent of light from the sun growing thinner and thinner and thinner as the moon progresses over its face. In the last few seconds, just before the disk of the sun is entirely covered by the moon, this crescent of light will break up into a series of small dots of light that look like beads on a string. Typically, there will be about 3 to 8 such little beads or little dots of light, according to Feinberg. These are called Bailey's beads. They are named after Francis Bailey, the British astronomer who discovered them. Once the last bead disappears, the face of the sun has been covered by the moon, and totality has begun. Here's a quote. If you are within the path of totality, remove your solar filter only when the moon completely covers the sun's bright face, according to the official safety sheet. About Bailey's beads and about diamond rings, the AAS and NASA are expecting huge crowds to flock to the path of totality for this solar eclipse, including some more experienced eclipse watchers. These seasoned observers may start shouting, "Bailey's beads," when the spots of light appear at the edge of the moon. And then as the eclipse nears totality, people may also shout, "Diamond ring!" Feinberg explains that when only one bead is still visible at the edge of the moon, just before totality, it will glow like a diamond, and the red corona of the sun will create a circular band of light, and together they will look like this diamond ring. Experienced observers may decide to look at the eclipse with the naked eye just before the sun is completely covered by the moon, or when this diamond ring appears. So if you're in a group, he says, you will hear people start screaming, diamond ring, filters off. This is according to Feinberg. And he continues, if you're paying strict attention to the recommendation that you should not look at the sun without a filter when any part of the bright face is still visible, you'll wonder if all these people are going to go blind, but they're not. The reason they're not is because it only lasts a second or so, and then it's gone, and you see the corona, and it's dark. And it's spectacular, and it's beautiful. While you may see some people removing their solar viewing glasses before the eclipse reaches totality, this is not recommended by the official eclipse viewing guide from NASA and the AAS. A couple of websites for you to check out. There may be repeat. The first one is www.space.com. The second one is eclipse2017.nasa.gov. So we do hope you follow these rules and view that eclipse safely if you're in the path of totality. If you're not in the path of totality, remember, do not look at the sun without some kind of protection. But here's a quote for you to think about as you think about the eclipse. Don't let the shadow of your past eclipse the brightness of your future. The original author of this quote is unknown, but I find it's a very popular one. So thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.